Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. It's a delight to have you with us again. We love these gatherings that we can get together and talk to fascinating people. And we have one such person like that with us today. I think you're going to enjoy this. As you know, it's been written, we're the hero of our own story. Well, if that is true, and it generally is, our guest, Aaron Davenport, wants to be the light that illuminates the path. Aaron is a certified life mastery coach. She's also an international speaker, and she's the CEO of Light of the Traveler, where she guides her clients to step into a life that brings them fulfillment, brings them joy, and heartfelt purpose. Light of the Traveler symbolizes the impact she's looking to make in the world, says Aaron. She believes we can all be a shining light for someone else on their journey, and she wants people to know that no matter where they are in their life, there is so much hope, so much healing, and so much more than just surviving. Aaron's story is really quite amazing. We're going to get her to tell us about it, but let's face it, she was married and divorced by the age of 19. She started early. And she said she didn't have the support, the mentorship, and the guidance in her relationships and career to help her make the best decisions for her future, obviously. But when she did find her mentor, everything changed. She became a leader herself. She started groups to mentor others and offered speaking engagements to 700 people and more to share her story. Another version of herself emerged then. She says there was just so much community, vibrancy, joy, curiosity. She wanted to continue to give people the opportunity for immersive experiences, and she wanted to be that advocate and that voice of hope for other people. She encourages her clients to step into living a life they love with no boundaries. That's her goal. She, by the way, is also the author of a book called Short, Sweet, and Sacred, 52 Uplifting Stories from Life Coaches Who Overcame and Moved from Stuck to Success. It's a collection of inspirational stories from soulful professionals who have discovered their dream careers, who found courage after grief, and experienced miraculous changes in their health and wellness. It's a fascinating read, and she is one of the authors. By the way, she points out that living is more than the act of just keeping busy. You're going to discover through the stories in that book, you can really design a life that brings you joy. And by listening to her and talking to her, you will do the same thing. She is a fabulous coach, as I pointed out, a certified life mastery coach. She's also an international speaker and the CEO of her own practice called Light of the Traveler, which has a great story to it. Her name again, Aaron Davenport, and Aaron is based out in St. George, Utah. She's in that fascinating, gorgeous area of the country, not far from Mount Zion National Park, and maybe just an hour, a little bit more away from Monument Valley, that great area in Utah that you see in all the movies, the Western movies. They call it John Ford's movie set. But anyway, Aaron Davenport, good morning. Nice to have you with us today, Aaron. How you doing? Welcome aboard.
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Listen, it's our pleasure to have you. I love your story, and I know that you can be a huge help to people who come to you for help and advice, and we're going to find out a little bit more about how you go about helping others. But first off, let me get a little bit of your story. Your story is really kind of fascinating. Tell me what led you to the path where you are right now in being a certified life mastery coach. Tell us a little bit about your story. What about it?
Yeah, so as you highlighted, starting off very quickly at life, I go very quickly, 100 miles an hour in one direction, and that led me to really investing myself in a relationship that was not healthy at the age of 18, getting married, divorced at 19, and really feeling like I was an overachiever, painfully underachieving in every area of my life. And as you mentioned, that included my career. So always wondering what it is my purpose. And I remember even at the age of 14, sitting on the computer, doing the Myers-Briggs test, every kind of personality test I could find that would tell me which direction would be powerful for my life to head. And I just never felt like I fit into any of those categories where it would tell me what it was would be, you know, the answer. So I continued to move through life. I found mentorship, like you mentioned, that was significant in helping me to have some self-compassion and love and healing, especially after that relationship. And, you know, continuing to move through life, finding myself climbing to the top of a lot of ladders, you know, a career where I thought, well, this must be it. This must be the path for me to make a big impact on the world. And to get to the top of that ladder and look around and be like, this doesn't look like what I thought it would look like. So I went through a lot of career paths, such as journalism, wildlife research, wilderness guiding, you know, you name it. I did it. I enjoyed all of it. I am a learner, but it just never quite until life coaching entered the picture.
We had a slight glitch in the microphone there. Are you okay, Devin, Aaron? I'm sorry. I was going to ask you if you could tell me a little bit about what led you to coaching itself. Did you have a coach who helped you, and is that what opened the key to you to become a coach? How would you answer that?
Yeah, great question. So I did, yes. A life coach was somebody that I connected with association with some friends, and being able to have their mentorship and then pouring into my life increased what I saw as, you know, my possibilities. I'd always climbed to the top of a lot of ladders, but honestly, the ladders I was climbing to the top of weren't very tall ladders. It was really me putting a limit on what it is I thought I was capable of. And being able to work with somebody that told me, like, you have infinite possibilities with what you can do with your life. It's just a matter of what would you love? And that really spoke to me because I had lived a lot in the past by what should I do? What do other people think would be best for me? I went a lot of times down those paths and ended up at dead ends because oftentimes when people give feedback of what really resonates with them, it's coming from their heart. It's coming from maybe their passion and purpose, but really seeking to dive deep within myself of what it is that speaks to me and brings me joy. You know, that's a big aspect of it. So working with that life coach was really transformational for me. And also when I heard one of my great friends that they left their job at Apple to become a life coach, I was like, what is this? Like, there's something powerful behind this cause and this purpose within the world for someone to leave what I perceived as this, you know, you made it kind of position to becoming a life coach and helping other people. There's something behind that. There's something more than the status. There's something more than you know, a paycheck that looks a certain way or a retirement fund. You know, there's something greater that's seeking to emerge within us all. And so that's something that really made a big impact on me because it showed me that there's something greater also within my life. And I had just not been honestly listening to that call as much as I would love to have said I was at that point in time, at least. So there are people along the path that really influenced me in my life, and I saw that that was something I wanted to also give back to others as well.
Well, that's really good. That's fascinating. I'm intrigued to know what you thought you might want to do in life. What, you know, I mean, a lot of people go to college and they say, well, I'm going to major in this and that, and they come out of school and they still aren't satisfied with what, you know, they thought they were going to be or do in life. Did you have original goals in life that you thought you were going to do? I mean, maybe you're going to be a teacher, maybe you want to be a doctor or something. How about that before you found the coaching aspect?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that I'm one of those people that that can really do anything. So there are so many things that I explored. I got a journalism degree. I looked for work after college. I didn't have a lot of success with that. And I also went back to school because I thought, well, I've always loved wildlife, and I have a passion for that. So what about a career in that? So I went back to college, and I almost finished that degree. But I started to realize with the research I was doing that there was something missing. You know, I was studying bats, which to most people, they're like, why would you want to do that from the response I've gotten? But it was just really fascinating to see how much of an impact they made on our lives, and they eat all the little bugs and all these things, the things we don't want around, right? So there are these positive aspects of it that I really enjoyed studying, but I realized I was out in the field by myself or with one or two other people, and I thought, this is not the kind of impact I want to be making on the world. I feel isolated. I feel like I'm not able to, I'm such a people person. I love making somebody have a smile on their face and brightening their day and giving them encouragement. And within that environment, I was not able to thrive and to be able to use my gifts in the way that I feel like they had been intended to use. So although I was making an impact, it wasn't the type of impact that really spoke to me and energized me. I mean, even when I would work at one of my past positions as a wildlife biologist, I remember I would go around to the cubicles and I would ask people, what's your life story? And, you know, the journalism side of me, but also the side of me that's really caring for others. And they would share and open up, and I would give them encouragement. So I was naturally being that life coach type of person in every aspect of every job I ever went to, but the jobs themselves were not fulfilling to me. But those are some of the things I did. So wildlife research, wilderness guide, that's where I started to get closer to what I would love to be doing, because there was an aspect of that that was therapeutic per se. So I would take students out for 8 days straight with my co-guide, and we would go out into the wilderness of Utah. And it was such an amazing, immersive, transformational experience for these students that were young adults, around 20, 18 years old, somewhere in there. And they would be, you know, plucked out of their life in the city and go and live in the desert for literally 3 months at a time, possibly, it depends on their stay. And I would see their lives transforming before my eyes. It was amazing. I would take 6 days off, come back, and they had progressed to another level within themselves of confidence, community, and they looked up to me as a powerful leader, someone that had kindness, that was, you know, providing a safe place where they could be honest about their struggles, also to provide that, you know, mentorship. And I saw the impact that made on people's lives. And so that was a really strong beginning point for what I ended up leading into later. But that was something that I had done recently, too. That's what actually brought me to Utah in the first place.
Well, you know, you have a great website. And obviously it's the name of your practice. You call it lightofthetraveler.com. But if anyone goes to your website and looks at it, there is a whole section there on these Utah retreats you do, which the retreat basically is, as you point out, it's 15 minutes from the famous Zion National Park, and the pictures are spectacular. Talk to me as a life coach, what you actually do to help people. When they come to you, what are they looking for? Are they looking for ideas on how to live a better life or what to do in life? You know, what do they come to you for?
Yes. So the typical person that approaches me that's looking for life coaching mentions that they feel stuck in at least one area of their life. And sometimes all of the areas of their life when it comes to their health, their career, let's say, relationships, maybe time. Time is a big one for a lot of people, and making sure that they feel like they're on purpose with what they're doing with that time. So feeling stuck is the common thread I find with people who reach out to me. And a stuckness that's like, well, I've tried self-help, I've tried therapy, I've tried these other things, and I still feel stuck. And so maybe those things had helped them up into a certain point, but they realized that there was something that wasn't quite getting them to where they would love to be, seeing the results they want to see in their life. And so those are the type of people that are reaching out to me, very similar to my stories of feeling stuck and feeling, what is my purpose? I mean, that's a big type of complaint or thought that comes my way from people, is they're maybe in a career where they feel like there's something greater that's seeking to emerge out of themselves in this world. And what is that? Because it's not currently what they're doing with their time and with their life. And so I get to be able to walk side by side with them with the tools that I have that have helped me, that have helped many other people to shift their lives and to be able to reach new results that they haven't seen before. Because, you know, as the saying goes, if we keep doing the same thing and over, we're getting the same results. Well, I'm helping them see that there are more possibilities. There are more steps that they can take, different ways of seeing things, because a lot of times the actions we take in our lives start with our thoughts. So really transforming that mindset that is there currently, even doing aspects of forgiveness, because believe it or not, if all of our energy is wrapped up in a resentment or something we haven't looked at and dealt with, then that energy is being diverted away from our dreams, away from the things that we would love to create. And so we spend a little bit of time on that as well. And people can go as deep as they're comfortable with things. And I work with all kinds of people. So it's really, really fascinating to see their lives change. Like, it is like clockwork. Every time I'm working with somebody, it's amazing to see how quickly their lives change when they have the right tools and the right kind of mentorship in their life. And it's just so rewarding for me to be able to be a part of that. It's honestly a dream come true for me as well. So it's, everybody wins in this case.
Do you hear back from people that you've worked with as to how their life has changed as a result of working with you and, you know, as and being coached by you? I would assume it would be really, really satisfying to you to hear what they learned and how their life has changed. Do you hear much?
Absolutely. And it's not even necessarily hearing back afterwards. When we were working together, even if it's for 3 months, for example, I hear a lot of stories and change, and I'm a part of that because they're checking in with me every week during our time together. I have one client I worked with for a total of a year, and a lot of things happened within that first 3 months, and things continued to happen towards the end of our coaching. But she went from being, she said, isolated. She talked about how she was not fulfilled in her life or her career. Her relationships were a bit of a struggle because of setting up boundaries and not feeling much of a connection with her family. And she just felt really lost in life. She'd done a lot of self-help before that for, she said, at least 3 or 4 years. And she came to me just feeling like her entire life was falling apart. Flash forward to the end of our time together, she had opened up her brand new art studio to pursue her passion in life. She brought her husband to my retreat in Utah. They had their first vacation with just them in 12 years, and they came to my retreat, and you just saw them opening up and blossoming in their relationship, and they both leaned in fully. The husband even said, I'm not usually the type of guy that would be talking at these kinds of things. I'd sit in the background. And he was fully participating in everything. And you could just see their connection just growing beautifully. And also she built community. She had been craving that. And she said in our last session together, she said, everything is happening. Like everything is has either happened on my vision that I created with you or literally this last week, it's coming to fruition right before her eyes. And it is absolutely incredible just to see how much joy and life, and that's what it comes down to, right? It's not about necessarily getting the dream career or having the amazing relationship and all this stuff, but most of all, we can get those things. But how do we feel within ourselves? And you could just see the joy and gratitude that she had about everything that was happening in her life and her love and compassion towards herself, which was a huge aspect of what we worked on together. So, yeah, that's a very common story with everybody I work with, that things have shifted, changed the way they see the world and their entire life around them is wow. Nothing like it used to be. So.
And I assume those retreats, going on one of those retreats with you, is part of the aspect of having you as their life coach. Would that be right? Do most people of your students, I guess, your clients maybe, that's a better term, go on one of those retreats with you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's a highly recommended thing for them to enroll in and to attend, because I believe immersive opportunities like that where we separate ourselves from what's normal every day to step into a new world, like I did with my wilderness guiding and with those students,
right.
I saw the
right.
impact it made on their lives. So, yeah, so I invite them to do that. And my next one is next year in October in Kenya, which is, has a special place in my heart, and I'm excited.
I was going
to
ask you to explain a little bit about your work in Africa. Talk about that. Tell me about your what you've done in Kenya. It's incredible over there. But tell me about it.
Absolutely. So I first went to Kenya in 2009, so it was 11 years ago, and I spent a year there volunteering. I connected with students in amazing and powerful ways of being able to teach them and to guide them through some groups I started actually to help with self-development. And, ever since I went there, my entire outlook on life has changed, because I got to step into a place where I just immediately felt at home. I felt invited. It wasn't too long after my divorce, a couple years later. So there were those aspects of myself that were still seeking to feel healed and accepted. And, I went out to visit the Maasai tribe. I was invited by them to stay out where their huts were in the middle of nowhere. The school I worked at said, our life insurance doesn't cover you out there, by the way, so go at your own risk. And I just felt compelled to do it. I just knew I would be safe and well taken care of, and I was. And what I noticed was that these people, where we look nothing like each other, we have no commonalities maybe in our background at all on how we were raised and grew up, but we had unconditional and acceptance and love towards each other, and it was just so powerful and healing to me. And that year is a pivotal time in my life that I've carried forward with me, that that I seek to bring to people I take over there as well on my retreats, because I find, again, when we're immersed in something that's completely different, we're removed from the familiar.
Keep talking. Okay, sorry, you blanked out there for a moment.
Oh, yeah, you're
I got worried. I'm really soaking up your story. You know, I've done the same thing. I've been to Kenya. I've been out with the Maasai. It was a life altering experience for me. Obviously, it was for you as well. I have to point out, boy, you have a fabulous website, and you have great pictures of you in Kenya teaching people. Students, kids, adults as well. Obviously. It would be, I think, I can tell you flat out, if anybody goes there with you, it would be a life-altering experience for them. You're really a unique coach, no question about it. And you're taking a group, you're going with groups next year, right? This is Kenya Retreat 2022. Tell me about that. When you're going to go? When's it going to happen?
Absolutely, yes. So that would be next year, in October of 2022, and people can check out the website for the exact dates and information. But We're going to go out there for about almost 2 weeks, and the materials are going to be fresh and new and based on lessons from nature, wildlife, the things around us as we're fully immersed in this new experience and these fascinating, adventures, really basing and leaning in on the stories that we can learn from nature itself. So teaching points on, I won't get too in depth of it because I could go on it, but basically learning stories from nature and how we can take what they're doing, for example, the way that things are perceiving the world around us. I'm trying to think of how to say it in a short and concise way, but we're going to learn from nature, we're going to apply that to our lives, and we're going to create and work on our visions of what we want to be creating 3 years from that point so that we can really lean in and also support each other to build community. That's a huge part of what I love doing. And so there is a maximum amount of 12 people because I want to keep it small enough that people can connect and also have people they can stay in touch with when they're gone that are able to be partners in believing, people who believe in each other, even when we may not believe in ourselves.
As you point out, or let me point out, on your website, you have a full description of what you're going to go through on your trip. It just sounds fascinating. And as I pointed out, having done a lot of that myself, it is fascinating. Go to that website, everybody. If you're listening and you want to know more about Erin and her work and the various retreats that she has, her website is lightofthetraveler.com. lightofthetraveler.com. I'm really impressed with your work as a life coach. Quickly, a little bit about the book, Short, Sweet, and Sacred, 52 Uplifting Stories from Life Coaches Who Overcame and Moved from Stuck to Success. It's available on Amazon, right? And I assume you contributed a number of stories to that? Tell me.
Absolutely, yes. So that book is something that last year I was inspired with this idea to bring people together to lift each other up. And life coaches came front of mind because I know there's so many powerful life coaches out there making a difference and an impact on the world. And to be able to give them a place to showcase their stories and the impact they've made in their own lives because they're making so many impacts in other people's lives. So I gathered together, coordinated, using some of my journalism skills and coordinating from the past, and brought together all these wonderful people to put their stories in this book so that we could be a shining light, especially right now in the time that we're living with different, unknowns and a little bit of shifts going on in the world, so that people could have a place of solace. And also knowing that most people are very busy. So short, sweet, and sacred stories that are a couple pages long that you can read quickly and to have that inspiration for the day. So that's how that came about last year. And it was published not too long ago, back in June.
Well, it sounds great. And the book, again, is available on Amazon.com. And it's by Erin Davenport, our guest today. Erin, you have a fascinating story. I'm just really amazed by what you've done and what you're doing now and how you're helping people. Again, people can learn, our audience can learn more about you and about your coaching practice at your website, lightofthetraveler.com. It's pretty easy, and it's a great website to look at. It's just great, lightofthetraveler.com. Erin, thank you for the time you've given us today. It's been great chatting with you, and I wish you continued success. Good luck, my dear, okay? Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's been great. You are so welcome.
Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed it, everybody. Erin Davenport, that's her name, and she has been our guest.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care of yourself. Bye for now.